Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Sanders on the other side of the glass. He makes sure everything happens. Podcasting, Spotifying, Google Podcasting, Apple Podcasting, you name it. He'll make sure all these shows are loaded on the web and at WKOK.com on our podcast page as well. This is WKOK Sunrise. Back in the studio, we're glad to say that Maggie McConnell is here. We talked to her a number of months ago about some of the environmental studies and implementation and this idea of making sure that, yeah, you can talk about our planet and doing better, but homes and communities do need to information and help and resources and liaisons to implement these ideas. So she was working with Lewisburg and Taylor Lightman at that time, so we appreciate him bringing her in. But today we brought her back because now as a graduate of Bucknell University, and she is a Vista AmeriCorps campus contact, and she is, I used to call them Vista AmeriCorps volunteers, but this is work for you, right? This is a job.
Yeah, it's a year-long position that I've decided to do.
All right, so you're stationed in Shamokin with this new position. It may be an extension of the Bucknell Communities from the Inside Out program, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and if folks don't remember, Bucknell Communities from the Inside Out, Lawrence's worthless view is that it's just Bucknell making sure that students and staff and faculty and everybody don't just hide on campus, that they get out in the community and make big positive changes and huge interactions and helps and, you know, serve as just a real resource around here. How's that?
Yeah, and it's more specifically with the Bucknell Center for Sustainability in the Environment and with their place studies under Dr. Shauna Barnhart. So they specifically have worked in the Cool region for a long time, and they have a history of like 7 years in this area, so this is just an extension of that.
All right, super. Yeah, Ben Hayes and Shauna have been in that chair a number of times, so we appreciate all they're doing. I just saw some of the emails about another Susquehanna River Symposium coming up, so that'll be great. We'll be looking forward to that this fall. Okay, so as a Vista AmeriCorps staffer, tell us what you're doing now, stationed in Shamokin. So walk us through this new mission that you're doing in the work.
Yeah, so I'm specifically working with Shamokin's Environmental Resiliency Plan, and this was a plan that was put together, I think, around 2 years ago in partnership with DEP, the Department for Environmental Protection. They've been partnering with a lot of local governments and universities just to help and give them aid in creating any environmental policies. So Shamokin put theirs together, and now it's been adopted by the city. And this position that I'm working with in Vista is more specifically with their campus community engagement section. And so what that means is just to get an AmeriCorps position, the city needed to come together with Bucknell and recognize a need for this position through the Environmental Resiliency Plan. And they applied for this position, and then I applied to be the person. And so I'm just looking at the Environmental Resiliency Plan, looking at the objectives and action items, and just figuring out how I can help the organizations who've taken on a lead on these action items and where I can be a help.
All right. Well, fantastic. And that sounds like a big job that probably could be two or three of you and you'd all be busy. But we think of environmental resiliency. So let's do an illustration. We just had the Agnes anniversary. So we talked about resiliency. These are these communities that spring back, prepare for the next flood, sort of keep in mind what happened in the past and make sure that they're not sort of vulnerable in the future. When it comes to environmental resiliency, explain what that is.
Yeah, so it can be a whole number of things. When looking at this plan, they're looking at a lot about where their energy comes from, access to transportation, access to get Shamokin, people to get to Shamokin, people in Shamokin to get to each other, health, happiness, well-being. The environment is connected to so many different aspects of our life, and resiliency is such a broad word that just means that Shamokin is well prepared for anything the environment throws at them. And so this can look at updating and weatherizing houses, this can look at updating codes, it can look at, you know, how can we increase recycling, how can we increase composting, how can we create educational materials for the residents to understand what they can be doing, and it's a huge plan, and you can look at it, you can find it easily. It's very accessible if you just look up the Environmental Resiliency Plan Shamokin on Google. It's a 26-page plan, but it's very easy to read, and it covers a whole host of things.
All right, you're stationed at City Hall, you tell us, so if folks want to contact you, they can. The email to do so is the letter M as in Mary, L as in Lima, M as in Mary, 060 at bucknell.edu. I'll give that again a couple times so folks can try to get it down because they can contact you. Okay, so you just really rattled off fast about six deliverables, we'll call them. So upgrading codes, what might be an example of something that could be an updated code in any municipality? You haven't gotten too far into Shamokin just yet, but so in terms of the codes that the residents and businesses and everybody must comply with, what might be an updated code?
Yeah, so a lot of these different action items are taken on by different organizations. So this one was taken on by the Shamokin City Government. So my job will just be like kind of going in with them to look at the code. So I'm not exactly sure right now. This is only my second week. So I'll just be going in with them, looking over the codes and seeing if any can be updated.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that in some other municipalities, when they update codes with the environment in mind, they often switch from fossil fuels or find out if there might be alternative fuels that could help, you know, that kind of thing. So maybe, and codes become a guideline, less so a rule under those circumstances or sort of a recommendation. Okay, weatherization, we all know what that is. That's making sure that homes are insulated. What other, go back to your list of deliverable things there that, and kind of dig into some of those.
Yeah, so how that resiliency plan is organized is it has a list of objectives, and within each objective there is an action item. So for example, one of the objectives would be to retrofit existing residential buildings to achieve 10% reduction in energy use by a certain year. And then an action item within that would be weatherizing homes. And then each action item has a metric to understand how the action item is going, if it's progressing. And so a lot of these can be like the number of residents reached, the amount of homes that have been weatherized, the amount of educational materials created. So the hope is, you know, this is not, I'm here for 1 year, but hopefully through my time here, I'll be able to build enough connections, enough of a foundation that Shamokin, you know, they won't miss me when I'm gone and they'll be able to continue this work. But it is looking as far as 2050 right now.
They'll miss you when you're gone. I'm telling you now. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so, you know, the biggest deliverable is just in general decreasing emissions, but also increasing livability, well-being, happiness, hopefully getting some sort of active transportation that Shamokin residents can access, some sort of composting network, increasing recycling, increasing e-waste recycling, increasing availability of grants or helping people take advantage of the energy efficiency help that there is out there, and just increasing a lot of education about that, and in all, increasing the amount of homes that are updated and retrofitted and weatherized.
All right. Well, yeah, these are fantastic goals. And you mentioned about being happier. That's sort of a more or a less tangible topic, but a lot of this comes from when people take control of things and know that they're working toward a solution, sort of, you call it contentment. I'm sure there's a better word for it, but they feel as though they're taking charge and affecting positive change.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that is something that we can talk about. All right. Well, we are enjoying our interview with Bucknell. Well, scratch that. You're done with Bucknell for the most part, right?
I still have a connection to them, but I'm no longer a student.
All right. Maggie McConnell's here, graduated from Penn State University. Penn State. She grew up in State College, so that's where I got that in my brain. Graduated from Bucknell University with a political science and environmental science degree. And now has two offices, one of which is in Shamokin at City Hall, and the other is on the Bucknell campus office of the Office of Sustainability and Environment that they have going up there, and about which we've talked about on a number of occasions. And in fact, I think we even reached ahead and have our outreach interviews for the symposium set up. I believe we actually started to do that. But if you wish to contact Maggie about about the environmental and individual resiliency plan and implementing some of these ideas. It's the letter M as in Mary, LM060@bucknell.edu. Yeah, you and Bucknell with these funny emails. Whatever happened to sort of M. McConnell at Bucknell? I guess they all get taken after a while. So, all right, well, we're going to come back at 7:40 and dig farther into this and find out what we haven't talked about yet. Why Bucknell's doing this at all? She can describe what's in the mission statement from Bucknell. We'll talk about that and how she's getting started as she works in Shamokin. Maggie McConnell will be back.
News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Sanders there on the other side of the glass. We're continuing in our interview talking to Maggie McConnell. She's a graduate of Bucknell University, hails from State College, but recently graduated with a political science and environmental science degree. And she's a Vista AmeriCorps staffer who's working with Bucknell University and Shamokin to try to make sure that an environmental resiliency plan that's already been decided upon gets implemented in Shamokin. Why does Bucknell do this? They still give you an office on campus, and they're fully promoting and supporting and connecting you to students and staff to make sure this happens. What's Bucknell's interest in Shamokin?
Yeah, so this position is within the Center for Sustainability and the Environment, which is further has their own place studies program, which is there to connect students to the environment around them in local communities. And then within that, there's the Coal Region Field Station. So that is just connecting a lot of Bucknell students to the Coal Region. So I think Bucknell seeing this as an opportunity to bring more Bucknell students involved into these programs. So I'm kind of there to understand what the organizations need from me. I'm there to make sure that this is that the action items that they agreed to take a lead on, that it's not hard for them to do that. And so I can do that in a number of ways, but one of them is bringing more Bucknell students in if they need any interns. And this is them for do things like research or create weatherization materials or other kind of educational materials. So I'm there to just kind of connect Bucknell to the community in that way through this program.
Now, you've met a lot of people in Shamokin, a lot of folks from Shamokin. Tell me about this, super rich and wonderful culture that you're getting exposed to and getting to know better and better.
Yeah, I really loved getting to know Shamokin. I'm originally from Pennsylvania, so this is kind of a way to get to understand and know my state a little bit more. And I think it's really interesting to work with a previous coal town with environmental policy. And I've been continually astounded by the people I've been meeting in Shamokin and the great community there who just really just care about making Shamokin better. And I think every single person I meet with new ideas and more creative strategies is just, it's really incredible to be a part of that.
Tell me a little bit more about you and your personal interest. Why do you want to do this? Why, when they said, hey, we got an AmeriCorps spot in Shamokin helping to implement a resiliency plan in a town that has a coal history, but just a super bright future and a wonderful sort of mini gentrification underway, you said, oh my gosh, hey, that's got Maggie written all over it.
Yeah, I went to school in the area, and I just kind of wanted to stay in the area a little bit longer, and this job is kind of the perfect culmination of all my interests with political science and environmental studies and economics. This job kind of just stood out to me. I've done some work with Shamokin in the past in my undergrad experience. I'm actually working on the environmental resiliency plan and some of the action items. So this was just a perfect continuation of that. And I think if I hope to go further with environmental policy in my career and maybe go on to higher forms of government or other NGOs, I think it's extremely important to understand what implementation looks like on the local level and what barriers look like so that if I hope to work with environmental policy, I have that knowledge and that invaluable experience to continue with me. And I also I love working on a local level, working with communities, and a lot of my education has come through community research. And so this was just a perfect opportunity, and I really loved working in Shamokin.
Well, and you've talked about what I call deliverables, what the rest of the people would just call, you know, permanent improvements. That's and they've already been identified, but you read the list: decreasing emissions, helping to promote and make sure recycling happens, helping to make sure that composting happens, walkability gets looked at and improved all the better, updating codes is one aspect of this, weatherizing homes, just upgrading housing wherever possible and necessary, retrofitting homes, making homes at least 10% more energy efficient, partnering with utilities under certain circumstances, upgrading municipal equipment, that would be, you know, street lights or anything that uses energy, and identifying, talking about, brought up best practices and make sure they're part of the community. So this is really just a wonderful list. How do you begin? Tell me about the start of your work.
Yeah, it's a great job because there is a lot of independence and flexibility, and I'm able to look at creative solutions, but it's also broad and nerve-wracking to know that this is such a huge list, and I'm just there for the first year, and how can I be the most helpful I can be. But looking at my day-to-day, I split my time between Bucknell and Shamokin, and right now I'm just getting to know all the organizations that have decided to take a lead on these action items. So that's things like FAR, SABRE, Shamokin EDA, CEDACOG, the City Council, or just the Shamokin government. So I'm just kind of getting to know these organizations, going to their meetings. I've only been to one so far, but my calendar is already full of afternoon meetings to get to. And just getting to know their ideas about the action items, because there's a metric to look at the action items and measure them. But it is kind of broad and flexible, and they can kind of take it in which way they would like to take it. So I'm there to just understand how they want to go about it, what kind of partnerships I could help them build, what resources I could bring in from Bucknell. Should I be writing any grants? Should I be looking for grants to help with this? Because although I am funded, the program and the plan is not funded, so that's something where we'll have to look for grants and stuff like that to get these things done, and it really does lean on a lot of people taking initiative and a lot of organizations taking initiative. So right now, again, I'm just getting to know the community, but in the future, I'll be planning meetings, formalizing any partnerships, writing grants, that kind of thing.
All right, and formalizing partnerships, that's when you get together with folks, you know, meetings or in person or telephonic or Zoom, and make sure that everybody knows you're there, you're helping, you're working, you have other students, you have a positive impact to bear, but to make sure that everybody's on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you'll be doing associated with that. It's a weird question, I guess. Maybe, have you been welcomed?
Yeah, actually, it has been really incredible. I went and met anyone City Hall. I went to a City Hall workshop yesterday, or a City Council workshop, and I've been to one meeting so far, and everyone is just, they're so welcoming. It's been really incredible to talk to everyone about it.
Well, you're there to provide free help and assistance, and to really, you know, the town's already better off for some of your efforts, so, you know, just that making sure that this is sort of brought up and talked about. We're with Maggie McConnell. She's a VISTA AmeriCorps staff person. They call her a campus contact, but she is she's working with the Bucknell Communities from the Inside Out program, working in Shamokin to make sure that an environmental resiliency plan gets implemented there. And in the long run, you know, we can talk about sort of things we do or maybe stuff, tangible, touchable things, but a lot of this is to make people healthier and happier. So one more, just about out of time, but one more sentence about that aspect of this.
Yeah, I think, you know, the environment, it impacts everything we do. And when we're looking at environmental policy, I think a lot of people think just about, like, renewable energy and recycling, but this goes beyond so much more than that. It's talking about health and livability. It's talking about walkability, you know, just having an easier way to get to work. This policy is supposed to just make your life easier and help foster community and strengthen the neighborhoods. So I think it's a great policy, and I'm really excited to get to work on it.
Well, there's a lot of people pulling for Shamokin and some of the other towns in and around the coal region. Bucknell has an office, a sort of a coal region satellite office, for lack of a better phrase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're the Coal Region Field Station.
Mm-hmm. There you go, to make sure that all the students have, of all different disciplines and studies have an opportunity and a place to go and a place to feel welcome and just a great sanctuary to get work done while they're down there. The email to reach Maggie McConnell is mlm060@bucknell.edu. We have a couple seconds left. Anything to add to our conversation?
No, just that I'm really excited and really thankful for this opportunity and this great policy that came from Shamokin and the local people there.
All right, yeah, and I know you've been welcomed, and people are talking about you, which means something that you are there, and they know you're present, and they're ready to work with you, and it's all positive. Maggie McConnell, Vista AmeriCorps student or worker, and hails from State College originally, but a graduate of Bucknell in political science and environmental science. The suggestion to have her back on our program today came from Taylor Lightman, who spoke to her about a couple months ago in these studios because the Lewisburg Environmental Resiliency Plan is being talked about and implemented. And so that was how we first met her. Now she's working out of Shamokin. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.